March 8th, 2021. 7:45 a.m. Eastern in some dimension, we're sure. We find ourselves on the outer rim of Hero Island, deep in the greenery of the Saurian jungle. On the first day of the competition, monstrous roars and violent crunching of the underbrush penetrated the foliage no matter where you went. Now, on the last day of the first round, you're lucky if you hear a peep. Most of the flags have already been snagged days ago. Only the trickiest and most elusive dinosaurs on the island remain unassailed. This is March Maskness 2021, an annual competition pitting young heroes from across the multiverse against each other in the ultimate test of superheroics. And, as it turns out, super idols most certainly qualify as superheroes in the eyes of whatever cross-dimensional organization is in charge of March Maskness. The representatives for World 76512 this year are an interesting bunch. Four members of the high school idol group Rhythmics, and one of the top up-and-coming idols in Cadence, 0°. They've crossed paths once before, but as the luck of the tournament bracket would have it, the two who have been matched against each other in round one have not been formally introduced before this. We find ourselves near a cluster of tropical trees, and a keen observer can see the tips of a dark purple hair ribbon poking over the top of a bush. Across a wide clearing and standing atop a high branch, just barely obscured by the leaves, is a performer in their early 20s, wearing a tactically shredded business shirt and dress pants, with a dazzling ice blue lycra underlayer. Between them, in the center of the clearing, is a trio of Gallimimus, aka those skinny two-legged dinosaurs that stampede together in the first Jurassic Park movie. Not exactly vicious carnivores, but quick and nimble, difficult to keep up with, and still three times the size of a human, so not the easiest to fight, either. And they just so happen to have the last three flags assigned to these two competing idols, Violence Violet and 0°. So, Violet, tell me how you're sizing up this situation. You see these three dinos just kind of, like, chilling in the clearing. They don't see you yet. You know that 0° is not far away from you wherever they are, since you've both been pretty neck and neck in flag collecting up to this point, and you've crossed paths several times so far this week. How are you thinking you're going to try and get one or more of these flags?
So far, my strategy has been to try to get within range of my telekinesis, which is still a pretty iffy as my powers go, and just try to gently pull one of those flags away before the dinosaurs know that I'm nearby.
Mm-hmm. Which could be very, very tricky, getting close enough to these giant chickens, and these are feathered dinosaurs, don't even worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Before they hear you and sprint away like they have been doing. It's kind of amazing that you've managed to corner them like this.
I think I have my elegant gothic Lolita gown is torn up at this point, and I have it gathered behind me so that it's not, you know, constantly pushing brush aside and making noise as I crouch and try to approach as quietly as I can.
Yes. You need to creep through the underbrush as best as possible with all of your floofles somehow.
It hasn't worked so far. My best bet, I think, is to stay quiet, because if they see me, I stand out against basically any nature.
Yeah, and there's definitely, like, you've gotten to the closest bush that you can before reaching this clearing where there's a bunch of open space, and you're trying to size up, like, oh, how do I cross this distance to get in range?
Mm-hmm.
So as you're doing this, 0° / Kelvin, how are you doing up in the treetops there?
Yeah. The fact that the dinosaurs apparently exist, which they definitely didn't a week ago, is of some concern to Kelvin. And in fact, in the first couple of days, he assumed that these dinosaurs were animatronics. And when he froze one from the inside out and there didn't turn out to be mechanics inside, that was a bit of a moment of personal shock, But this point, he's still kind of operating on the, hey, oh, this is fine. None of this is actually real. It's all stage magic. This is a TV show, after all. But he's kind of tried to not go for kill shots since. Under this particular circumstance, from the vantage point in the treetops, he's been scouting out, seeing this trio of dinosaurs, and then also seeing a very not green or brown purple ribbon. It's like, okay, well, if this is going to be the last bit of work for today, we might as well make it fancy, I suppose. Okay, in 3, 2, 1... And whatever Vivi is currently doing, maybe taking aim, holding a hand out, very Professor X style, in terms of lifting a flag, and it's a hot day, and you can see the beads of sweat forming on the back of your hand, and is it a cold sweat? No. One of those beads of sweat has frozen over. Oh god, it's him again.
At that, I realize that I've been spotted, and I break out into a sprint, running toward the dinosaurs, trying to get close enough and bring up a big purple wall in front of them before they can start running to try and stall or confuse them, to get close enough before 0 degrees can stop me or make his move.
I think you successfully do that. You manage to bring up your wall, and the dinosaurs are pretty quick. Like, again, they notice you, like, as you start running, they hear you, and they get going pretty quickly. But you manage to get your wall, and you get it around one of them that manages to catch them off guard. They manage to, like, run up against it, and they fall back onto their side. The other two are starting to get away, but you have this one that you seem to have managed to knock down, at least.
I'm happy to let that be in a circumstance where Vivi gets to it before I do. But in a similar kind of fashion, another one starts to kind of like go into the underbrush to the right, and that kind of portion of trees becomes a sparkling ice sculpture of sherbet, and it slips and then kind of goes skidding.
Again in Jurassic Park fashion.
We quickly reach a circumstance where there's a dinosaur that we have both managed to easily snag, but the third one is almost as if the stage was set for this to be a long straightaway, is actually running directly away from us, and we would have to be in a relatively even neck and neck position to try and retrieve it. Because I like the idea that you burst into a sprint and so does yes. 0 degrees. In fact, very Frozone-esque, as you're running for the third dinosaur, a strip of ice kind of comes along the floor, like, beside you, and skating along it is 0 degrees, who then levels with you and waggles his eyebrows at you.
Vivi, while continuing to run, looks you up and down and says, "Well, you seem to be staying awfully cool."
Ah, well, in a tropical climate like this, we need to do what we can to have some kind of fun in the sun. And I think this will be the most fun I've had all week. How good are you in a foot race?
Well, we'll see when I have even footing. And Phoebe's going to raise another purple construct, but instead of a wall, it's just a flat path in front of her that covers the dirt and the brush, so she can really lean forward and sprint across it.
So you can, like, Naruto run straight through the jungle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think 0 degrees has seen you summon telekinetic swords before. And doesn't say so, but just kind of, while he's skating neck and neck with you, snaps his fingers in one hand, and a large ice rapier appears in his other hand, and hesitates and waits for you to see what you do next in terms of if you also summon a sword.
Oh, Vivi is absolutely going to take the bait, and seeing them create a sword that's, you know, that's her territory, so she summons her own signature energy sword and probably takes a swing.
Yeah, there is a nice bit of Sakuga slow-mo as as 0 degrees pirouettes around the attack, and in that slow motion, he sees a flash, a glint of something metallic in the trees, and smiles. Ah, yes, this bit is being observed, and turns back to you and is like, "This. I've never had a sword fight in motion before, but this one is going to be absolutely astounding."
Yes, well, I'm obviously used to fighting on a stage, but I'm happy to improvise as the situation warrants.
Show me if you're truly the best performer in Fort McNally High School, as he goes for a slash at you.
I'm going to raise my sword to block and parry and actually keep running, and the path in front of me is going to turn into a set of stairs that lifts me up just enough to hop over you to the other side and take a swing behind you.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, you kind of alloop over to the other side, and he's like, "Ha ha! Fighting on the stairs is an absolutely advantageous tactic." The dinosaur takes a sharp turn to the right, and ahead is, there's lava on this island, I think I've that's been previously established. There is a lava pool that is rapidly advancing, and he actually summons a bank of ice wide enough for us both to actually kind of go round it, and we kind of go basically up the wall as we power slide away from the lava, and then continue on the path immediately behind the dinosaur. The speed of this sword fight is slowly getting out of control.
And conveniently harder and harder for the cameras planted around the island to keep up with.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There is a certain point where you can see that 0 degrees is starting to get tired. it has been a very, very hot day, and he's not really used to operating in these kind of temperatures.
I think as we are, you know, chasing this together, I think there's a point where we're both fatigued and trying to keep pace with each other and miss a turn and slide down, you know, short drop and just like drop out of sight of the cameras and tumble for a little bit.
There's like a moment where we both like at the bottom of this kind of on the side of a short cliff or bluff, and there's a pause, and Kelvin, rather than 0 degrees, turns to you after a second or two pause, and is like, "On three, large power explosion as far as you can that away."
Sure, of course.
Just go for it. It'll be very distracting. One, two, three, and. In that timing, Kelvin makes a large kind of big, almost kind of bursting out of ice crystals a decent way away from us.
And Vivi sort of just makes a big construct that immediately bursts into, sort of, you know, dissolves as they tend to do when she dismisses them in a big flash.
They'll be wondering at least for, they'll be going there first to see what that was, and then they'll probably be spending the next half an hour working out where we went, so we have a breather. Oh, God. how are you doing?
Not well. This is a lot more than I was expecting from the invitation.
You know, when my manager said that there would be an island performance and they would be paying for the plane tickets, I figured it would be like, you know, a resort, or I'd have to do ice skating on a cruise ship or something like that. And this is more, considerably more.
Yes, I mean, no offense, but it surprised me that most of the people here are my age and not, well, professional idols or heroes like you, if they're putting us out in conditions like this.
Wyatt pauses and gives a sad smile. You know how on, like, television dramas set in high schools, they have to cast 20-somethings? Because if they actually cast teenagers with the script that they write, it would be illegal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Something labor standards.
Depending on how the kind of, like, you know, how your manager advertises you, it's very easy to get mistaken as an actual high school aged character. So I suppose there might have been a bit of a paperwork mix-up.
Oh, I just meant that I... Well, I suppose professional idols would really not be expected to do this kind of thing either.
I mean... And he kind of, like, massages the sides of his temples. Well, there's the rest of your... Idol Club. I've seen them before, and Queen Bee, and so on and so forth. She was not pleased to see me, by the way. I really don't know what her deal is.
Yeah, you had some kind of altercation involving an 11-year-old and string cheese. It was a whole thing.
Flashback.
I hope you've been focusing on reaching your own collection goal and not just heckling me, Queen Bee. After all, I would much prefer to dance against you in the finals. Don't slip now.
Oh, honey, why so worried? Guess it only took one tango to make you fall for me.
Last I heard, dinosaurs weren't great with low temperatures. Getting the remaining flags will be a cold snap, and then you'll see I'm the ruler of the Ice Age.
Is this heroic banter? I don't understand what's happening. I just needed to take a break to change my socks.
Don't worry, Elliot, dear. This is just what it looks like when two super idols load each other very much. Did you get a snack while you were on break? Can't have you missing meals.
Oh, well, I always have snacks in my backpack. Did you want some? I'm pretty fond of these chocolate pretzels. I can't really take breaks because of all the excitement going on. Lots of mines all making lots of noise. I'm just really glad all these flags don't have mines.
Oh, you're such a good kid. Sure, I'd love a pretzel.
Ms. B, do you want me to ask 0 degrees to leave you alone? I know we're supposed to be competing, but they shouldn't shout mean things at you. I can tell it's annoying when they do that, and you're supposed to be focusing. Sorry. I know I'm not supposed to listen to feelings. I know it makes some people uncomfy.
Okay, we're not being filmed. Okay. Hey, kid. Yeah, we were on a live show previously. Manager needs me to keep up the banter while the cameras are on. She's a great dancer. I was super impressed.
Oh no! Did I ruin the show? Am I going to have angry stans shouting at me? I don't want angry stans shouting at me. I'm sorry, I didn't know. Oh no. This is like Holea's beef with that cheese string company. Why isn't life more simple?
Don't go and upset the kid, Kevin. It's okay, Elliot. We're not on camera right now. Tell me more about this string cheese story. Sounds riveting.
What's the deal? Jeez, I was just being nice.
End of flashback.
I just figured that the 11-year-old looked stressed, like this was a life or death situation, or like really high gravitas, or we were really beefing. I guess the ideal of the concept of heels and baby faces isn't really something that 11-year-olds will know. I mean, they'll still think wrestling is real and so on and so forth. So I guess I went in a little too hard for the younger audience. Oh God, we have a younger audience on this island. Why? Who?
Yeah, there are multiple 12-year-olds on this island.
Usually when they do these kind of like whittle format survival shows, it's, you know, fitness professionals. people who have had gone camping before.
Yes. Yeah. You're also nicer than I expected from what the others said.
I'm choosing these days to go and take that as a compliment of how well I am at maintaining face when I'm on stage.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine. It's actually kind of good to hear that there are people that struggle to separate the face that they see on Idolgram versus the face that they see when they catch me on a smoke break. So it's good that the illusion can be maintained and I don't have to try as hard to do that these days or what have you. That's the thing you're going to have to work on, by the way. I hope you look forward to it.
I'm sure I will. I just assumed that if I was going to be a intimidating performer. That's how I had to act, but...
Well, not like all the time. Imagine how exhausting that would be.
It's very exhausting.
Wyatt blinks a couple times and then processes why you responded the way you did. Ah, well, I suppose you're in a position in your career where you can let the two worlds blend together a little easier. But it's better for your brain meat in the long run if you can learn to separate the two. There's definitely a few idols out there that refuse to separate the two, and those are the ones that get the big tabloid stories about them, and nobody really needs that.
You've seen more than a couple of stories involving papaya, I'm sure.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I guess on that note, I hope you didn't take it super personally when in the kind of like opening promo on the first day I was kind of going on about like, oh, you're gonna have to be working on your own away from the team. It seems like that's really good. That's a really good fit for you with the way that you behave, yada yada yada. I did a little bit of pre-research on the other kind of like, you know, idol groups in the city, and that seemed like a good drama pressure point, but I hope you didn't take it personally.
Oh, no, I guess I also thought that was good that I was giving that impression.
You're working hard to maintain the mask. I respect that. I respect that.
Yeah, you know, Mary Rain told me that the only reason to be in an idol group is to be at the top of the group, and I'm not sure if I believe that anymore, but I need to look like I do, I guess.
Well, you know, there's, I had to be, because of the whole dancing thing, and I genuinely really enjoy the style of performance that I do, but there was a lot of classical training in that, which dance is a big part of, and it's learning to put on and take off the mask, and that's like a thing they formally teach you to do. Wild if you you know, don't get eaten by a dinosaur or whatever. Pause, waiting for you to laugh. You don't. He coughs. I don't. And continues. if you don't get eaten by a dinosaur, then maybe you can if you go and take the time to go and check that stuff out. It's actually pretty useful insight. And all that. He stands up, and knowing that there isn't a mirror, nobody's seen a mirror for the last week, he begins the best that he can to artfully dishevel his hair like he had been caught in a very fabulous explosion, adjusting the kind of like tactically shredded oversized like business shirt so it's hanging off one shoulder dramatically, and so on and so forth. We probably don't have that much time before the cameras go and catch where we might be, so
yes, you can hear sort of up at the top of the cliff side, whatever it is, you can hear the distinct whir of the like camera drones as they're getting a little bit closer to your area.
Yeah, so get yourself into battle positions, and once we see the glint of the cameras, it's going to be a full-on sprint for that last dinosaur. I hope you're ready.
Of course. Thank you. I really needed this breather too, but I'm not going to go easy on you either.
Oh my god, if I lost to a kid, I don't know how I'd feel. And he smiles widely as he says that, but you can tell he means it as he flings out one arm and gigantic ice claws extend from the back of it as he goes and slices a boulder in half as the first drone camera breaches the kind of ridge of the quarry that we're inside. This fight has been a close one, but I'm gonna catch that dinosaur first, and you're not gonna catch up with me. He stabs the claw into the side of the cliff and uses it to climb up the side of the cliff. This isn't the most fabulous I've been, but victory will be the most beautiful thing you've seen all week.
And Vivi just recreates her sword again and runs up another set of purple stairs on the side of the cliff as well, and says, "Oh, no matter who wins, this will be a beautiful victory, but let me remind you, I am the violence."
And once more, you need to know the three rules of being an excellent performer. Grace, poise, perfection!
And at that point, a Gallimimus runs straight into you and knocks you off the side of your ice tower, whatever it is you're climbing.
yeah, as I just kind of like so busy throwing the individual ice blades of the claw at VV, out of my kind of like blind spot, I get clocked in the back of the head by this dinosaur running out of the brush into me as I scatter to the side, being like, he almost swears and then realizes that he's on camera and keeps it. It looked like that hurt. But he's like slowly trying to drag himself back up off the floor.
Vivi very clearly hesitates for a moment to make sure that he's okay, and then turns and runs to get the last flag.
Yeah, it kind of literally winged you with whatever like little chicken wing arm that it's got. Like, it didn't seriously hurt you, but it did knock you off balance.
Yeah, we absolutely get the kind of like spinning knockback effect, like in a fighting game where they both fling away and the sausage roll style spinning out of shot, but he clambers back up, and by that point, I think by the time he actually gets eyesight of you again, it's like, that's not going to be, oh, you've already got the flag.
So yes, so Vivi, you have this opportunity, you have another straightaway where you have this Gallimimus running away from 0 degrees. What do you do?
I think once I'm sure that I have a good distance ahead of them, I bring up another wall to stop it, except this time it's a whole cage of, you know, a circular wall around it, and I catch up, and once I'm closer, the flag glows purple, and I just pull it up over the cage and down to where I am.
I'm picturing like a really elegant, like cast iron style bird cage, like maximum goth.
Absolutely.
Very appropriate considering the birds that you've captured.
Yes.
0 degrees catches up with you and is now actually panting hands on knees as he sees that you have obtained the last flag.
Yeah, I think you get there like just as Vivi's fingers touch the corner of the flag fabric.
You feel the harsh blowing of north winds in a kind of the expletive that Kelvin Wyatt cannot say. is instead the cold north winds blowing as he regains composure and poses in front of you and is like, well, I think that's game.
Vivi dramatically swings her sword around and stabs it into the ground in front of her and says, it was a close match, but I had the edge.
You have clearly shattered me here, but I think I'm not going to go out on just silent defeat. You know, in times like this, it's always nice to have a song in your heart, as he whirls around backwards and faces away from you, but you can tell that he's making eyeline at a camera and goes into a Merry Rain number because he knows.
Oh, yes.
Do you join in?
Yes, absolutely. There has to be a an adversarial duet in the Merry Rain library.
Yeah, there's definitely one with a solid kind of call and response. I picture a very kind of like OG Evanescence Bring Me to Life kind of circumstance,
yes,
where there is the kind of melodic side of it and there's the yelling side of it. as we both kind of do that performance together, firing like ranged ice and telekinetic attacks that clearly don't hit and instead explode into fireworks, that kind of.
Yes.
Yes, and the cameras catch on pretty quickly to what you're doing, and you hear the music of the song piped in as you're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
As above you, there is also now environmentally safe confetti falling around, well, mostly VB, but also you since you're in this general vicinity.
And in the ending refrains of the song, we, you know, there's like a big metal symphonic outro that doesn't really have lyrics to it anymore. And the cameras might catch the lip syncing. People who watch the this live stream back later for the juicy details to put in the tabloids later, maybe catch the lip sync of Kelvin saying, "Gosh, I hope the other contestants are performers. I don't know what they would do upon winning the match if they don't have a dance number prepared."
And with that, we draw the first round of March Maskness 2021 for our Super Idols to a close.
Kelvin Wyatt has been defeated by a child once again.
And all is right with the world. Thank you for listening to this non-canonical bonus episode of Super Idols RPG. This recording was made in honor of March Maskness 2021, a month-long event where characters from across the world of Masks: A New Generation actual play podcasts come together to compete in a winner-take-all, single-elimination-style tournament of superheroics. The event is hosted by Protean City Comics and organized by their indomitable producer, James Malloy. To give some further context on this recording, Super Idols RPG's March Maskness competitors this year were Violence Violet, Bane Raven, Elementum, Queen Bee, and Zero Degrees. Warcry was originally slated to be our fifth competitor, but Maria was unable to participate, so Nathan very graciously agreed to let us bring in Zero Degrees as our fifth. The bracket this year created an interesting situation for Team Super Idols, though. Since the matchups are randomized, that can sometimes pit characters from the same show against each other. And in our case, Violence Violet and Zero Degrees were matched up in the very first round. Their matchup ended up being the closest of the entire bracket, with Zero Degrees being ahead of Vivi by just a couple of votes a few days before the end of the round, and Vivi just managing to pull ahead in the final stretch. The final vote percentages were 51% Vivi, 49% Zero Degrees. Even before these results came out, though, I decided that because we were guaranteed to have one character get knocked out in round one, I wanted a little showcase of just how great both of these characters are, no matter who advanced to the next round. It was obviously intended to come out a little closer after the end of round one, but life happens, and so does editing commitments for the main show. Anyway, so Dana, Nathan, and myself got together to record this after the results of the round came out, and the result is what you heard. Special thanks also go as well to Nathan, Luca, and special guest Izzy from the podcast Outstanding for recording an extra little scene for Zero Degrees flashback. The scene with Queen Bee, Zero Degrees, and Elliot Nagra was originally a Twitter thread that we referenced during the recording, and it only felt right to let listeners in on the joke by bringing that scene to life. If you're curious about the rest of our March Maskness matchups, all the members of Rhythmix ended up advancing to round two, yay! Bane Raven won against 8 from Apex City, Queen Bee won against Elliot from Outstanding, and Elementum won against Lodestone from Critical Bits. Unfortunately, we all ended up getting swept by the end of round two, with no Super Idols team members advancing to the third round. We give our sincere congratulations to Insectivore from Paradigm Academy, Odyssey from Tabletop Roulette, Spellshock from Inquest of Geek, and Steel Spectre from Nerds on a Roll for coming out on top in our matchups. It's a really tough bracket this year, but considering that our show started less than a year ago, and we already had all of our main characters make it to the second round, makes me all the more confident that we will have an even stronger showing in March Maskness 2022. Thanks again for listening. Check this episode's description for further credits and links to vote in the next rounds of March Maskness if you're listening to this in March. And as always, goodbye until next time!
Last I heard, dinosaurs weren't great with low temperatures. Getting the remaining flags will be a cold snap, and then you'll see I'm the ruler of the Ice Age. Okay, are the cameras off? Just how many ice puns am I supposed to make here? Ugh, fine.